This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, let's do a radio show. Welcome on in. It's the afternoon show. Ike, Spike, and Fritz. So welcome on in. A big, big show this afternoon. We'll get into it all. Jack Fritz in for Spike Eskin alongside my guy, Ike Reese. What's happening, Ike?
Well, Fritzy, the one downside to being on YouTube is that people can actually see you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that means Spike could be out there watching the show today.
Sure. Not a lot of smile?
Well, unfortunately for him, he's going to see just how happy everyone is today around the office and at the station, particularly in the studio with you and I. I'll let your boy, Fritzy!
Man, poor guy. Poor guy.
You got the keys, man. Listen. Don't wreck the car today. Don't wreck it. We don't need to trade AJ for Patrick Surtain or anything. We don't need to do any of that.
Would never. We would never suggest such an idea, and definitely do not want AJ Brown to call.
But it is your turn to drive.
Sure,
today.
Sure. Well, speaking of big calls.
Yes.
Now, we got Eskin out of here. Perfect. Because we got Howie Roseman coming on at 3 o'clock today.
That which is perfect. Oh, you're right. Big dog.
Which is going to be awesome. Hopefully, yes. He's recovered from his beer can to the head. Obviously, a lot of draft stuff to get into with him, and they're Super Bowl champs.
Yeah,
I mean,
well,
it's a pretty good way to start.
Yeah,
you know, get the bust ready in old Canton for Howie.
Well, the biggest thing, right, for me with Howie is, you know, he talks about the off season not ending. Right? So
oh,
we
kind of
feel like coming off the draft, we're like, you know, well, what else can the Eagles do? It's pretty much, well, be interested to find out. You know, and I know he's not going to give us his sort of playbook to what he's thinking about doing or anticipating doing, but be great to get his thoughts on areas that they improved upon. Do they still need to improve upon? He obviously had to replace a lot of talent on a number one defense. So, yeah, I'm excited about talking with what is his exact title?
Vice President of Football Operations?
President of Football Operations and the General Manager?
Yeah.
Yes.
Basically runs the franchise?
That's what I'm saying. Like,
all
you
got
to make sure you get the exact title right.
I'll say GOAT. I'll just say the Eagles GOAT's coming on.
Executive Vice President and General Manager.
Okay.
The EVP, yes.
The EVP.
Executive Vice President and General Manager.
Always
make
professional.
Make sure we have that right.
Call him EVP Roseman.
I just want to know if he thinks Elliott deserved Eagles Insider of the Year. That's all that I'm trying to get to the bottom with Howie Roseman. The voice you heard behind the glass, of course, is Dan Wilson.
Hey!
Who was eating pizza rolls for lunch like a true 15-year-old.
Yep.
Thank you.
My daughter's favorite.
Welcome to the
show.
Nothing
wrong with pizza rolls.
Pizza rolls.
Again, Buzz, you're going on to almost 30. Maybe time to put the pizza rolls away and get a big boy meal. But who am I to say? Who am I to say? But we start today's show with the Phils.
Yeah,
and
man. Yeah.
I tell you what. It's a good day to talk some Phillies because last night was just a beautiful win. A beautiful, normal, stress-free, four perfect innings out of the bullpen from our lockdown aces, Jose Ruiz, Tanner Banks, and Carlos Hernandez. Offense hit three home runs. Our players of the game, by the way, not to pat ourselves on the back.
How about that?
Not bad. Not man, bad. Kepler finally went yard. He's a gorgeous man, and he hits balls hard. That's what Max Kepler does. And we are officially a month into the season. You know, they're 17-13. The way they're talked about on these airwaves, you would pretend that they're 13-17 with all the amount of negativity around them. And Ike, simply put, a month into the season, are you more buying this baseball team or are you more selling this baseball team?
You would want to have this discussion today.
I do. I do.
Team's playing well
right
now.
If they lost two straight, guess who's hosting the show today? Right. Buzz.
As it is, they won, what, four straight?
Yes,
right? Four straight, right?
Take 2-3 from the Cubs this weekend.
Yeah, and the last two versus the Cubs, first two versus Washington. Let me say this. I don't want to be a Debbie Downer. I'm not raining.
Not your style.
I'm not raining on people's parade, although I don't think many people are throwing a parade today.
Not even me. Yet.
I still need to see more. Nice series win. They played well at home. It's great to see the ball leave the yard. All those things are good. Even with the bullpen last night, you're right. It was great to see them go out there, have some clean innings, and get out of a game stress-free. I'm not going to take that away from them. I need to see that more. I need to see that more. Listen, bottom of the lineup, starting to hit the ball well, right? Pretty much everyone except for Bryce right now is hitting the ball pretty good.
Bomer, so much.
Well, yeah, he didn't play last night, so I tried to leave him out of the conversation.
Cassianos has cooled off a little bit, but overall he's been fine.
Yeah, and he got out to such a hot start. It's almost expected that he wouldn't keep that pace going, so I kind of give him a free pass. Good to see Schwarbs back to getting the ball out of the ballpark, back-to-back home runs. I was in the building last night there, young fella.
Oh, wow, man.
Yes.
Man, an empty nester truly starting to work his way over the ballpark
Man, we had our Eagles alumni day down at the ballpark.
So okay.
A couple of old guys made it out, and we made it down there and watched the game, man.
Talking a little shop,
yeah.
Good to see Schwartz back to Bryce, you know.
Yes, believe me, it was actually some baseball talk going on down there, man. It was. So, but yeah.
I'm sure you were educating all them. I mean, obviously you work with me. So
yes.
it's just wealths of knowledge.
Well, here's the thing.
A lot of Tanner Banks discourse.
Oh,
yeah.
Man, so much Tanner Banks talk.
Listen, and we had great seats up the third baseline. No, right there.
Not bad.
Yeah, not bad, man. Not bad. In the suite, all the amenities you needed in there. Yeah, nice.
How long you make it?
I made it to the fifth inning.
Not bad. Hey, that counts as a win if
that
you get
does,
to the fifth
man.
Inning.
That does, man. Yes, it does. I made it to the fifth inning, so I felt pretty good about that. I missed JT and Kepler's home runs.
Yeah, they added on late.
Yeah.
Kepler smoked that.
Well, I mean, I missed them live.
Sure. So you're still not there. Now, let me ask you this. Is there anything that could get you there in the regular season, or is this strictly just postseason dependent for you?
No, you know what? I'm not going to be unfair to the Phillies and say it's just strictly postseason.
Because there was a time during the middle of the Eagles season where we felt it, right?
Yeah.
Like, we felt that they're dominant. I know they're 2-2.
You started to see it. Yeah, really, for them, it was after that Ravens-Washington-Rams sort of
run.
Stretch. Yeah,
yep.
It was there. But no, I'll be fair to the Phillies. I won't do the whole I'm waiting to the postseason, although I am waiting for the postseason.
And we all are.
I still like enjoying winning baseball. And so I'm not going to miss out on at least soaking it in. It's this time of the year where they get to basically be at the forefront of our sports thinking and everyday being, what have you. And so I embrace that. This is a part of the summer. It's a part of this time of the year. It's great to have meaningful Philly baseball again this time of the year. So I won't just
like if they went 10
I won't poo-poo the fact that they play well right now and say postseason only matters.
Like if they went 10-11 and they go on that stretch, you're not going to be like, "Dah, wake me up in October."
No, hell no.
Yeah,
nah,
which I think is that's a good way to go about it.
Yeah, nah, man. Listen, first of all, I want to see the team win ultimately. I would much rather be wrong about my preseason feeling or what have you than anything else. So I'm perfectly fine with that.
Sure. 215-592-9494. After a month of the season, are you more buying or selling the Phillies? And Ike, yes. I'm not here to blow smoke.
But I want to say, did I answer that question though? Am I more buying or selling?
I'm more selling. More selling.
I get you a definitive answer.
Yeah, there you go.
Yes.
I don't need to turn into a few good men here.
Well, you can't handle the truth. I didn't know if you. You didn't get the answer. You kind of just let me just go through. Yeah.
I kind of got the sense of where it was going.
Come on, man.
Where it was going.
Yeah.
So I'm not. I don't want to blow smoke and try to tell you that I think that they're the best team in the history of baseball or that they're the favorites to win the World Series. But after 1 month, I do feel more encouraged than discouraged. And I think that there's a couple reasons why. Listen, the offense frustrates me, and they certainly are more in the camp of, I got to see it to believe it. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, they might have found something with Stott at the leadoff spot. Getting him back to being 23 Stott, I think, is a big step forward because he's a good player. He's a damn good baseball player, and letting him kind of cook at the top, get on base early, steal some bags has worked out so far. Trey Turner.
Yeah.
What?
No, go ahead, man. Go ahead and cook. Go ahead and cook. I'll come back to
you. You can react.
Well, I just want to say the whole Stott thing, I'm proud of you. You seem to have been accepting of it.
Well,
you resisted it a little bit.
So I still have my questions.
There it is.
I want it to work, though. I want it to work.
Yes.
And hopefully he continues to do a great job.
Right.
My point is always more about the 7th, 8th, 9th inning, the more high leverage at bats rather than the first inning.
Okay.
But also, no one's really stepped up and taken the job, and I think that Schwarber should be protecting Bryce. So that's kind of where I'm at.
There you go.
Turner,
good compromise. I like that.
Turner has obviously not hit a bunch of extra base hits. It's been a lot of slap singles, but at the same time, he hasn't looked like a disaster at the plate. Like he looks at least competent, and I actually think that getting these singles early and making sure he's making good contact, I think
right.
the power will eventually come. Like I'd rather he do this than try to swing for the fences all the time, because
right.
I think getting Trey on base and hopefully he starts running more and more, I think that's a good development. Schwarber protecting Bryce as he gets more comfortable in that spot, maybe these last two games something is starting to click there. Max Kepler is certainly looking like at least a competent piece. I mean, he's batting 260-ish now with three home runs. He's starting to – they made a swing adjustment before the Mets series a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago, and he looks like a better player. And I don't know how much to buy this, Ike. I'm not totally buying it. But, like, Johan Rojas doesn't look like he's lost at the plate. I mean, he looked like a couple years ago it would basically be having a pitcher-hitting ninth.
Yeah.
And he's not that. He's for a 9-hole hitter.
I agree.
He's not striking out all the time. He can't bunt. 100% cannot bunt. But he's at least doing more winning baseball stuff. In the field, he's going to have mental lapses. That's going to happen. He's going to have some mental gaffes. But he doesn't look like a waste of time or a disaster. And I just keep coming back to, there's good things going on with the offense. And all they're doing this with Harper not contributing really at all. I mean, he's down at 230. Not worried about it. If he's doing that in July, Ike, I think we're pressing the panic button.
Yes.
If he's still in the 230s. And Bohm, I refuse to believe he's going to be where he is as well. So, again, is the offense maddening at times? Sure. But I also think that under the hood, under the surface, that there is some good developments happening with some reasons for optimism with the offense.
Yeah, I hope you're right, man. I really do. I hope you're right. Man, you know, Bryce, yeah, I'm going to hold out faith that he's going to return to being Bryce Harper.
Sure.
Like he's going to eventually return to being Bryce Harper. So, yeah, I'm not as concerned, but, man, my antennas are certainly up with him, only because it's a greater fear.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, it's a greater fear if he doesn't look right.
Yeah, yeah. It hasn't reached Embiid territory where you're nervous every time that.
Right.
But I start to be worried about just the back. And he's played 14 years. It's a violent swing.
Yeah.
You know, are you starting to see some of the power being zapped from
right.
from him? I hope it's not the case. But again, he's got 15 home runs since July of last year, which is just not. It's just not a lot.
Typical Bryce, yeah. And, Yeah, I mean, I know he's never been necessarily a power hitter. He's only had 40 home runs once. You know, he's normally a mid-30s, low-30s type of home run hitter.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
But I also, I don't think he can be a 25 to 30 home run guy. Like I still think 30 to 35.
Gotta be 30 to 35. I'm with you. Gotta be 30 to 35.
Because, and if he's hitting 25 to 30, then he needs to be 290 to 310.
Yeah.
Kind of average kind of player.
Yeah.
So the Bryce thing is definitely, I think, the biggest thing to watch for as we heat up here. But I think, again, overall, I have pretty good feelings about the offense.
Good win, though.
Good win.
Good win last night.
Good win. 215-592-9494. Are you more buying or selling the Phillies after the first month of the season? I do have some more points that I want to get to, but I mean, you got to see what old Buzz behind the glass thinks about the Phillies after 1 month of the season.
Big fightings guy. He's a big fightings guy.
Well, he's now kind of a host here. Like, I mean,
he's getting his feet wet.
He's getting his feet wet a little bit.
I host twice a week on the weekend.
What hours?
So I've been hosting 7 to 11 on Sunday nights.
There you go.
All right.
There you go.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Knock Buzz.
That's usually a Ricky shift? Is that the Ricky
shift? No, Ricky comes on after me.
Oh! Yeah. Wow. Look at you taking down a legend. Interesting.
Well, I just kill off legends or back
for
here
sure.
in the cruiser booth.
Well,
as we know.
What's your second shift?
Sometimes it's Saturday, 7 to 11. Sometimes it's overnight.
You and Jolly.
Sometimes it's me and Jolly. Sometimes I got 8 to 10 a.m. coming up in a few weeks because Devin and Ruben are out.
Wow, you're really just, you're being molded by some of the great radio minds.
That is absolutely correct.
Jolly and Ricky Ricardo?
Oh, man. Yeah. One from the best.
That's some dynamite stuff. So are you buying or selling this
team? No, I'm still buying. I came into the season with the expectation this team would win in the mid-90s, and I have not moved off of that. The Mets series...
They're not winning in the mid-90s.
I don't...
Buzz, we're in like the 87 to 90.
No, I'll still say they're in the 90s. I'm still... You're looking at me like you're Mr. Phillies optimist. You think
he knows we're transitioning.
You're lowering the expectation already?
Everyone looks at me as a fanalist now. Not fanboy. Fanalist.
Do I need to show you their starts in some of the prior years and where they ended?
Well, this is their best start since 2006, Ike.
So why is it so out of the question that they end in the mid-90s?
No, it's I just don't feel mid-90s right now. And I think the NL is really good. So.
The NL is really good, and I acknowledge that. But I came in with the expectation that they're at least going to win in the 90s. Let's say that.
Okay.
And I have not backed off that. The bullpen absolutely needs work. The Mets are clearly in their head, and that's something that's going to really be an issue throughout the course of the season and in the postseason. But to your point, there have been positive developments, such as the Stott leadoff thing, such as the outfield does look significantly better, I think, with Kepler in it than, say, last year where you're starting Marsh and Rojas. I think... This team, you got to get more out of Trey, as you said there, Jack. But overall, this team is, I don't know, I think about where I thought they'd be. Don't know if I thought it would look like this necessarily. But I have not adjusted, I guess, my preseason expectations based upon what we've seen in the opening month.
Well, and I think that there's the other thing on top of where we're at with the offense is I do think the rotation looks legitimately awesome. I mean, I think Wheeler had the two bad starts, but he's been... Overall, fine. He's going to have blowups every once in a while. It just happens. It even happened last year. He was great last year. He had four starts where he got absolutely lit up, and it cost me and Ike a lot of money. So, not that we're still bitter about
it. Hanging on to it or nothing, yeah.
Nola, you want to talk about a development. I mean, Sunday night, he manned up in a big spot on the road. That's some big stuff from Aaron Nola. Jesus Luzardo has been everything that we could have hoped for, and I think
been the best pitcher so far. Yeah.
I'm thinking more. I thought Luzardo's gonna be good just from the talent. He's better than I thought. He's better than I thought, and I was pretty Luzardo up. And they beat the Ravens the day that they traded for Jesus Luzardo. This is the biggest thing on my mind. So I'm a Jesus man. Everyone knows that. Taiwan looks better than last year. He's not a disaster out there. Sanchez proved he was healthy last night.
Yep.
He's back up to 97. Now he fought himself a little bit, but that's rust. And Rangers coming back on Sunday. I mean, rotation, lineup, the bullpen's a big question mark, but even they've kind of settled down.
Yeah, they're going to need it. Yeah, because I look at it right now, the rotation, you're going to have more faith in them than you do this lineup hitting.
Yeah, they're going to have to be carried
basis.
By the rotation.
Yeah, so, and listen, that's not much different than it was last year at times where they seemingly had the best rotation in baseball for two-thirds of the season at a minimum. So, yeah, it's a great problem to have. I listened to the midday show talking about what to do with Ranger and
well, Giglio said, Giglio in all caps, they have to put him in the bullpen. Have you noticed the all caps Giglio thing that's been happening recently?
Yeah, he's emphatic. He believes it.
I know, but I'm just seeing an
you
uptick.
Don't like it?
I'm seeing an uptick.
Giglio,
it's his season.
He's taking his game up to another level.
Is.
Yes.
When is he going to trade Trey? When is he going to wave his magic wand? I can feel the wand off coming.
He will eventually get to doing that at some point. But they're going to have to make some type of decision there.
For sure. For sure. I got some thoughts on it. 215-592-9494 to get in after the first month of the season. Are you more buying or selling the Phillies? Also, we have a next question today.
What you got?
As we often do on this program. And Spike Eskin is moving today. That's why he couldn't make it in.
I think
this is his second off day for this big move from North Jersey to South Jersey. I believe he's taking one more day.
There you go.
In the
it's a
middle.
Big move. Mr. Yeah. Paternity leave.
Yeah, but at least that's real. You know, I mean, at least that's trying to be a good father. I mean, what is this?
He's getting trying to be a good husband.
He's got movers.
He's got two dogs. Those are his kids.
I know, but he's got movers. You know,
that's
like,
true. Yeah, definitely need movers. Yeah, he's not physically doing anything.
He lifted some water and threw out his back for 2 weeks, and he still hasn't. Yeah. He's still ducking push-ups.
But I tell you what, though, you listen. I've dealt with movers, man. You need to be at the residence when they arrive there with your stuff.
Yeah.
Make sure it all gets there in one piece.
I'm sure he's thrilled at the Howie interviews today. I'm sure that he's...
Oh, yeah, he's probably... Yeah, no, that... He probably... Yeah, he couldn't get out of the moving thing, but he would have.
No.
Yeah, he definitely would have.
So, with Spike moving today, I want for you to give an answer to an everyday thing that you hate doing. Now, obviously, you don't move all the time, but everyone hates moving. I mean, it's a hassle for you. Mm-hmm. It takes up a couple of days. You got to move everything in. You got to figure out where it all goes. Everyone hates moving. Ike, do you have an answer for us on an everyday thing that
you hate doing?
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot.
There's
a lot there.
I feel like as you get older, it increases, too.
Oh, it definitely does. You become a little bit of a curmudgeon, and you hate doing anything.
Frankly, yes.
Yeah. You know what? I was going to go with something else. But then I realized I have to do something this weekend that I dread doing every year. And I actually been putting it off for the last couple weekends. I got to clean out the garage.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
The old Ike spring clean out.
Yeah, you know, you got to bring out all the patio furniture and all that type of stuff that you put up for the winter.
Sure.
Yeah. Once it gets to May, and now the family wants to sit outside.
Of course.
Yeah.
Now, do you still... You're not giving away stuff.
No.
Yeah, okay. Because I know you also, don't you every year you have like a big DVD collection and you try to decide if I got to get rid of it this time or not?
No. Well, I have a DVD collection I'm never getting rid of. Yeah, I still have that. Seriously, over 500 DVDs.
That's a lot of DVDs.
Yeah, it's a lot of DVDs.
Do you even have a DVD player?
I do.
Nice.
I do. I still have a dual
VHS player?
Yeah, I got the VHS and DVD player.
That was big technology back then.
Yeah,
day.
I still got that thing, man. I can't get rid of it just because I have
still
DVDs.
Still make the trip to Blockbuster or what? Is there dust on it?
Yeah, it's dust. Yeah, I'll clean it out every once in a blue moon.
That's good. Yes. Buzz, what's an everyday thing that you hate doing?
How about sweeping?
Just sweeping. Well, listen, I need a sweep tonight.
Not sweeping baseball. I'm talking sweeping up the kitchen.
So why do you hate sweeping?
It's just an everyday nuisance chore. You know, when you start, when you move out, you're the little fledgling who leaves the house. Now you got to be in charge of these everyday chores. It sucks. I don't want to sit there and sweep up dust. I want to sit on the couch.
Are you
nothing.
The cleaner in your apartment?
No. No,
oh,
definitely
that's
not.
That's why you hate sweeping.
Yeah. Or like doing dishes, stuff like that. Just
I
everyday
don't mind
tasks.
Doing dishes. Don't tell Jill that. I don't. Doing dishes isn't bad.
Yeah, that's why I have a dishwasher.
Well, yeah, but you clean them before you put in the dishwasher.
No, I rinse them off, and then I put them in the dishwasher. Why would I clean them before I put it in the dishwasher?
That's the point of the dishwasher.
Yeah, that's the dishwasher's job.
Well, you get a little bit off.
Yes, that's what I said. Yeah, you don't sit in there with a bunch of food stuck to the plate.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, you clean your plate off, rinse it off a little bit, and then you throw it in the dishwasher.
Mike's very passionate about the dishwasher.
I am passionate about the dishwasher.
By the way, live odds on FanDuel for the Phillies to win more than 90s, minus 230.
Ah, boy, you're a genius. We were pushing back on 95. That's what we were pushing back on.
Oh, you said we were in the 87 to 90 range.
Yeah.
This is in the 90s.
All right. Well, everything I hate to do is deciding when's an appropriate time to tip versus when it is not an appropriate time to tip.
Ooh, tipping.
Tipping is a tough one.
Ooh, tipping.
So I go to get a coffee every single day.
Yeah.
I go on a nice little walk.
Yeah.
And for about a year, you know, they didn't have the custom tip. Like, you know, they just had the regular thing. And then recently they put in new technology where, you know, they have the 20% if you want to tip 20%. But I was always tipping more than 20%.
Yeah.
So I was tipping like $1.50.
Yeah.
Slowly I'm transitioning it down to $1. Yeah. And then eventually, because I can't make that big of a change on the people that helped me out there.
Yeah, they're like, what the hell's going on?
He's short.
Started off so high. Right? What happened?
It's bad.
Yeah.
But there's some situations where I don't feel like I have to tip. But I feel bad if I don't tip. Yeah. You know, it's a stressor.
Yeah, tipping is a stressful thing.
Because now they want tips for everything. Like just going and picking something up in the back. You're not even doing any work.
Yeah, I agree.
215-592-9494.
I'm trying not to go on a long diatribe here about tipping because I know people out there who work in the food service industry and things of that nature, they rely on those tips. So I understand that.
Yeah.
I understand that. Really, the whole tipping thing is really it's the owners. It's lack of paying their employees.
Sometimes
they make you feel bad about it. They should
put
just
it
pay
on
more.
Us.
Put it on the consumer. Put it on the consumer. And because you play in the NFL, everyone assumes you're just, you got
well,
so much
money.
That's
the worst when they're like, hey, Mr. Reese.
Good to see you.
That's a way of just saying, yes, I know who you are. Don't you?
We can look up how much you made.
Don't you cheap out on me.
Different money.
Have you gone full dad mode and you won't tip if there's like if they didn't refill the water enough or something like that?
No,
that's full dad mode.
I'm not a bad guy, Buzz.
I don't know.
I'm for a guy that's not loaded, I'm a pretty generous tipper. 215-592.
I'm in the over tipper department. Yes,
Buzz. As you get more famous, you're gonna have to start over tipping because people might know who you are.
Is that right?
Yes. Yes.
End up on a blog.
Yep. You can't have that.
WIP host under tips.
That's right. 215-592-9494 to get in. After a month of the Philly season, are you more buying or selling? I'm buying. Ike is selling on the other side. And again, Howie Roseman coming up at 3 o'clock. Excited to talk to Howie. An interesting report about Bryce Harper last night from Taron Hatcher during the game. We'll play that and react to it coming up next here on Ike, Spike, and Fritz on Sports Radio 94 WIP.